The movie Green Book is up for 5 nominations at Sunday's Oscars. It's based on the true friendship between the famed African-American musician Don Shirley and his white driver Tony Vallelonga in the 1960s segregated South. There have been Shirley family members who say the story isn't entirely true. But one thing definitely is, the pair was assisted by the Negro Motorist Green Book, an actual travel guide first published in 1936, listing places in the U.S. that allowed black customers, hundreds in North Carolina, where there's now an effort to document them. Naomi Prelo of WUNC reports.
Live jazz music and conversations flow during Sunday brunch at the historic Magnolia House in Greensboro, North Carolina. Customer Evelyn Makemson looks at a new photo display hanging on a wall.
I'm going to find some of these places and see if they still exist. There's Martin Street. I know that's right around the corner.
The display highlights Magnolia House listing in the Negro Motorist Green Book. And Makemson won't have to search for other sites because the North Carolina African American Heritage Commission is documenting all the North Carolina sites listed in the book. The Green Book included barbershops, movie theaters, homes, gas stations, and hotels that welcomed blacks as customers during racial segregation in the U.S. The North Carolina Green Book Project is creating traveling exhibits and an online component that shows what sites are still standing. It will debut March of next year. Lisa Withers is a research historian for the project.
Being able to say, like, these spaces are important, they matter, I think is something that is really important through this project, in addition to the people who live there.
During the book's publication from 1936 to 1966, 327 North Carolina sites were listed. 14 businesses in Greensboro were listed in the Green Book. Only 3 are still standing, and one of them is the Magnolia House. Magnolia House opened its doors as a motel to African Americans in 1949. Guests like Ray Charles, James Brown, and Jackie Robinson all stayed there. In the 1970s, it closed its doors and fell into disrepair. Greensboro native Sam Pass bought the home in 1995. It took him roughly 14 years to restore it and reopen it as a brunch and event venue. Pass says back in the day, it was a special place for travelers who rested their heads there.
It meant that they were comfortable. They didn't have to worry about looking over their backs. They didn't have to worry about the offense of racism. They were home.
Pass remembers his own travels during segregation and how the Green Book helped.
I recall sleeping in the car. I recall going to Atlanta and having to stay at someone's house because there were no hotel facilities.
Research historian Lisa Withers wants to capture these kinds of memories. She and her team are traveling across the state to record the stories of people who traveled during segregation or remember the sites listed in the Green Book.
Without the human stories, a building is just a building. But I do think that it makes a difference when you start thinking about, oh, somebody was able to send their kids to college by having this drugstore here.
That's why it's so important to Evelyn Makemson to have brunch at the Magnolia House with her son every Sunday. She doesn't want to see another business that helps the black community close.
We're talking about black establishments. So I figured once we have one and I enjoy the food and the atmosphere and everything, I'm going to come and give my support to them.
And recording the stories and memories about these black establishments will help give a legacy to them and a new future for generations to come. For Here and Now, I'm Naomi Prelo in Greensboro.
And you're listening to Here and Now